From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a Coin6 Digital exclusive.
Well, good morning, everyone. We are here with another Coin6 weather podcast, and we are talking about backpacking and hiking. You know, it's a big summertime hobby. A lot of folks want to get outside into the Cascades. They're right next door. So we are here at the Mountain Shop, and we're inside, so you may hear a little bit of a rumble as people are walking around. But I've got Steve here, who is a buyer for the backpacks at the Mountain Shop and is also an avid hiker and backpacker, and you know a lot about this gear. So wanted to chat with you today. Good morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me today.
All right. So we're going to talk about the types of gear needed, but also weather does play a huge factor in getting outside and making sure that your trip goes smoothly when you're out there on the trails, because you're not at home. You know, you're going to be sleeping in a tent likely. So I guess a big rainy weekend is not something that is nice for any trips outside, right?
Well, if you don't hike in the rain in Oregon, you're not going to do a lot of hiking. So it's always good to be okay and be prepared for adverse weather so that you can still get a chance to get out there.
So Steve's got a point. We still have to pack to expect some rain, you know, just in case, so that you are ready for those elements in case they do come. Because nothing is worse than not having enough layers when you're cold and not having those gloves or the hats or even rain gear out there. So the Mountain Shop has so much gear here. And again, you're more of an expert in buying backpacks. So I'm sure you get a lot of folks coming into the shop and wanting to get a new pack, or they're kind of newbies trying to explore the trails for the first time. So what do you suggest when folks come in here and are starting out on the trails?
Yeah, when somebody comes in looking at a new pack, usually for the first 5 minutes, we're going to be talking about everything else that they're carrying in their pack besides the backpack. So we'll be talking about what sleeping bag they have, what tent that they have, you know, how heavy it is, how much room it takes up, to be able to make sure that we're getting them into the right pack.
What are some of the most popular packs that you tend to sell here for folks getting out on the trails?
Kind of one of the newest trends, or one of the more popular trends now, is to carry lighter equipment. And it's one of the ways to carry a lighter pack is to make sure that you're buying the lighter stuff that's going to go inside of the pack.
Right.
So if you're wanting to get a lightweight pack, you want to get a lightweight tent and a lightweight sleeping bag and lightweight stove, and it kind of all has to work together.
Yeah.
We have packs that weigh about 2 pounds, which is about a little less than half of what most typical packs that aren't caring about the weight of the pack weigh. Our most popular brands are Hyperlite Mountain Equipment, Gossamer Gear, Six Moon Designs. We also have some lightweight offerings from Osprey.
Yeah. Is that stuff more expensive than some of the other options out there?
Sometimes they are, but actually sometimes they're not. Our lightest water filter is our least expensive water filter. Our lightest stove is our least expensive stove. Our lightest headlamp is one of our least expensive headlamps. So there's actually a lot of ways that you can save money by going lighter. Really, the only place that you have to spend a little bit more money is in the sleeping bag. But if you remember that you saved a bunch of money with a bunch of the other purchases, it can make that more expensive purchase of the sleeping bag a little bit easier. And then the other thing is that a sleeping bag will probably last you the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So it can be a purchase that's a little bit more worthwhile since it is a little bit more expensive.
Right. So if you had to choose one piece of gear that you really invest the most into, what would you say that piece is?
Well, the piece of equipment that you really want to spend the most amount of time to make sure you're getting the right one is the backpack, because that's what you're going to be wearing for 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to be, using your stove for 8 hours a day. And there's lots of good stoves out there, and they all kind of do the exact same thing. There are differences between them, but they all, in essence, do the same thing. But a backpack has to fit your body well, and you have to be wanting to carry it for hours and for miles.
Right. So these backpacking trips can last days sometimes. So we are in the backpacking section of Mountain Shop here. So describe to me an option that would be good for maybe like a 2 to 3 day pack. Like, what are you looking for? What's the size, and what's a good option for me as a medium-sized woman?
Well, when it comes to the volume of the pack, you know, a pack is just a place for your stuff. So it really depends upon the stuff that you're going to be carrying would depend upon how large of a pack you need. Knowing the equipment that you have and how much it weighs and how much volume it takes up is important when you're looking at packs, because we can't really look at packs without knowing how big of a pack you're going to need. Mm-hmm. So that's where part of that game plan of what you're buying can come into play. You know, the difference between a high-end down sleeping bag and a low-end synthetic sleeping bag. A low-end synthetic sleeping bag can be four times the size of a high-end down bag. So it's the same thing. It's a sleeping bag for a sleeping bag, but the amount of volume it takes up can be different.
Right. And I know when someone's just getting started, they don't always want to spend that much money on all the gear right away, or the nicest gear, the smallest gear, the most packable gear right away. So it definitely is tough juggling the size of pack and how to pack most efficiently when you're hitting those trails. I know when I first started out hiking maybe 10 years ago, my pack was the largest it's ever been. And throughout the years, you get better at packing lighter. So I see so many packs on the wall, and there are a couple of more local Portland or Oregon brands, right?
Yeah, we carry a bunch of the smaller brands that you can't find at a lot of stores. A couple of them are from the local area. We have Chilo Gear, which specializes in mountaineering packs, and those are made in Portland. We also carry Six Moon Designs, who makes backpacks and shelters, and they're based out of Beaverton. We also carry some smaller brands that are from a little bit further away, like Hyperlite Mountain Gear. They're from Maine, and Gossamer Gear are from Texas.
Wow, yeah, these are so nice. Can you describe maybe one of the worst hiking trips or backpacking trips where the weather was just terrible and you maybe didn't see it coming?
Well, luckily in Oregon, we tend to have a little bit more stable weather and can be a little bit more consistent. So usually by looking at weather forecasts, you can hopefully not get too much of a surprise when it comes to weather. So I've been lucky that I haven't been hit by much weather that I didn't anticipate. There was one trip where I went on 4th of July weekend, and I knew that there was going to be a little precipitation, but I didn't realize that I was going to get snowed on the 4th of July. So that was a kind of a surprise, but not a very bad surprise.
Yeah, that seems like maybe it was an anomaly, a little bit cold nervous system coming in at those higher elevations. So at COIN, we definitely try to forecast for the mountains, especially this time of the year as folks head out. And recently, we've still been seeing thunderstorms up in the mountains, even though we have had some beautiful weather here in the valley. So that's something to look forward or look out for. Is just weather up in the mountains. Like the foothills will still get some rainy systems that work through where it could be sunny here in Portland. So if you are heading out, don't just check the forecast for Portland. You've got to look at where you're going up in the mountains. Because I've been stuck in some pretty bad weather too. What are other pieces of gear you think are necessary aside from just backpacks if you're going to be out there on the trails?
Well, there's the list of stuff that you're going to need: a tent, sleeping bag, pad, stove, water filter, what to carry your water in. You definitely want to carry a first aid kit. You kind of want to carry your tent essentials just in case you do run into something that you weren't expecting. The proper rain gear. One piece of equipment that has become more popular recently are umbrellas. I would have never backpacked with an umbrella, and my coworker suggested I try it out, and he and I went on a backpacking trip, and I got a chance to use an umbrella, and I will never backpack with that one ever again.
Really? That's my first time hearing about that. Mm-hmm. It's kind of ironic in a way. You're out there in the elements, but you've still got the dorky umbrella with you.
It seems kind of dorky, but it's actually not, because you can use it when it's sunny out, and then you're basically able to carry around your own shade. And then when it's raining, I tend to, kind of overheat pretty easily when I'm hiking. And the nice thing about an umbrella is that I don't use a hood, and I can usually zip down the front of my jacket quite a ways when I'm wearing an umbrella. So it's much more breathable to hike with an umbrella. And you're without having the hood, I can hear a lot better. And it's that new piece of equipment that now I will always bring with me. And I usually try to carry the lightest stuff and usually try to not carry anything that I don't need to. And an umbrella is definitely an optional piece, but it's a piece that I always take with me.
They do seem to be pretty light. I wonder if there's a new market for, very technical umbrellas that are very light and take up no space in your pack.
Yeah, the brand that we carry, Six Moon Designs, makes actually three different versions of umbrellas.
Wow.
That range from ones that are very light to ones that are very compact.
That is so interesting. I've never heard of that. So these are the umbrellas that you hold, not the ones that mm-hmm. go around your head, like
yeah.
a hat.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, they're silver on one side, on the outside, and that's to reflect the sunlight. So actually umbrellas were originally invented for the sun, not for rain.
Interesting.
And so even using them all year round, for both the sun, and like I said, and you can also use them, you know, they can block the wind if it's really windy. They're pretty awesome.
I learned something new today. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. That's pretty cool. A backpacking umbrella. We'll add that to the list of the essential items that you need. All right, so we've got the pack. You've got your options. The size just depends on how your other gear fits into it. So something to keep in mind, you'll need more gear for longer trips, but the essentials are going to be water, food, warm layers. Any other essentials you can think of?
Well, the rain gear,
rain
the first
gear.
Aid kit.
Right.
You need to be able to treat your own water.
Right.
Stuff
yeah,
like
a good way to treat water that you, if you run out and you need to find like a lake or a stream mm-hmm. to be able to purify that water. And then we talked about the forecast too, so just making sure that you're checking up in the mountains where to go. And typically we do see drier weather as we head towards summertime. It's the dry season from about the 4th of July. It's almost like the spigot turns off here, which is good for folks who want to get outside. But just check that forecast. You can do that on COIN. And just making sure that you're ready for the elements. So if this is your first time going hiking or backpacking, you can always come into the mountain shop here and they will get you set up for the trail. So thank you, Steve, for chatting with us about backpacking. Anything
sure.
else you'd like to add?
We're going to be moving on August 1st to a new location.
Right. Is it far away from your current location on Sandy?
So right now we're at about 37th and Sandy, and our new location is about 29th and Sandy.
Okay. So blocks away, but mm-hmm. still in the same area.
Yep,
pretty
we'll
much.
Have a much we'll have a larger space. So it'll look a lot nicer.
Very cool. And the cool thing about Mountain Shop is you guys are the oldest gear shop in the continental U.S. You said you mm-hmm. opened 1 year before REI in the 1930s.
Mm-hmm. Well, we became the Mountain Shop in 1937. We had another name prior to that.
Yeah. Well, it's really cool to see this business here thriving. Like, you guys are very well staffed, and there's so much equipment here and a lot of experts walking around. So again, check them out if you want to learn more about getting outside, and then check the forecast with us here at COIN as well if you're going to head out there. But again, thanks, Steve, for chatting. We will catch you in the next COIN 6 podcast, Your Weather Here. You can find these all on iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play.
The COIN 6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the COIN 6 Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.